السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، أمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well. إن شاء الله for our class we are going to continue where we left off from last week. Alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah, we were able to complete Surah Al-Ma'idah, and inshallah today we will continue our lesson from Surah Al-An'am. And today our lesson will start from ayah number 6, and it will go on until ayah number 12. So we'll start first with the recitation of these ayat, and then move on to the analysis of the tajweed that come in these ayahs. So we'll go ahead and begin our recitation from ayah number 6. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يروا كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرن مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن لكم ما لم نمكن لكم وأرسلنا السماء عليهم مدرارا وجعلنا الأنهار تجري من تحتهم فأهلكناهم بذنوبهم وأنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين ولو نزلنا عليك كتابا في قرطاس فلمسوه بأيديهم لقال الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه ملك ولو أنزلنا ملكا لقضي الأمر ثم لا ينظرون ولو جعلناه ملكا لجعلناه رجلا وللبسنا عليهم ما يلبسون ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذين سخروا منهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون قل سيروا في الأرض ثم انظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض قل الله كتب على نفسه الرحمة ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 6 to ayah number 12. Inshallah, let's go ahead and look now at the tajweed analysis of these ayat. And again, we are going to be paying special attention to our mudud. And for this time also, we will try to be looking at our nun sakin rules as well. So we are going to be reviewing that a bit. And then inshallah, like we mentioned in the last class, the purpose of this analysis is that so we can build up a proficiency of the tajweed rules so that we can have some fluency as we are reciting. We don't want to be spending too much time thinking about what rule is coming next. This is going to cause you to have a very broken recitation. So this is okay when you are first beginning learning the recitation, learning tajweed, it is good to spend some time and think about the rules that are coming next. as we start building up our knowledge of tajweed, as we start building up our proficiency, we want that these rules will come automatically to us. We don't want to spend time thinking between every word. I say one word and I think before I read the next word, I'm thinking in my head what rule is going to apply here. So we don't want to be doing that thinking and pausing between the words. As we are, you know, becoming faster at reciting and becoming more proficient in the tajweed rules, we want that as we are reciting, the rules are kind of coming naturally, or we don't have to think as much. So like I've been mentioning in the previous classes as well, as we are doing this analysis, it is really helpful if you have a pencil or pen with you. You can write down the rules as we are doing them. So for the heavy and light letters, you can put a little H, a little L underneath to remind you heavy or light. For the mudud, you can put 2, 4, 6. That way you don't have to think about it. As you are reciting, you will see these symbols. And this will kind of be a cheat sheet for you. You don't have to like think too much about what rule is applied here. What type of med is this? How long am I supposed to pull this? So as you are, you know, reading along and reciting back on your lesson, you will see all of these markings that we have made. And this will make it easier for you to recite. And inshallah, there will come a time that you will not need to rely on these markings. You will not need to pause and think about anything. It will just become so ingrained that as you are reciting, these rules will kind of pop up at you. You will automatically recite with these rules of tajweed ingrained within your recitation. So again, if you have not been doing so, trying to just follow along using a pencil or a pen to write down the rules is going to help your recitation right now, and then also in the future, this will really help build up that proficiency. Now inshallah, let's go ahead and begin our analysis from ayah number 6. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يروا كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرن. So here we start with the word ألم. Meme here is a letter of tawassut. You can write down a little T underneath as a reminder that this is tawassut. The tawassut letters are Lin Umar. These are the letters of tawassut, and this means that you are going to rest on these letters for a little bit. Give them some proper time. We are not going over them too fast. We are not skipping over them. We will rest on them. Allow the full sifat of that letter to kind of come out. Alam yaro. So just rest on this meme. You can write a little T underneath for tawassut. Yaro, ra here is going to be heavy. This is a heavy ra because there is a fatha on top. Yaro, this is going to be madlin. So this is maddamma, 1.5. We see that there is a fatha followed by waw with a sukun. Gam, meme is going to again have tawassut. You can put a little T underneath. And this is just going to be a letter where you rest for a little bit and then move on. Gam, ahlakna. So again, just make sure you are resting on this meme. Ahlakna. Ha is going to be from the lower throat. We are going to give it some humps, meaning that there is going to be air coming out as we stop on this letter with sukun. This air is going to come closer from the chest. It is almost like a sigh. Ah. So it's going to be coming from the lower throat, close to the chest. Lek. Gaf here is going to have humps as well, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of air coming out when you stop here with sukun. You will say ahlak, and then just give it a little bit of air. Ahlak, ek. So you can hear that gaf very clearly. If you are not giving these letters the proper humps, it is very possible that you will not be able to hear these letters at all. Because they have sukun and that sound is stopping, or that sound is supposed to stop, then it is not possible to hear some of these letters. If I do not add any of these sifat and I say ahlakna, ahlakna, now you can't really hear which letters they are. So this way, when you give them proper sifat, gam ahlakna, now you can properly hear each letter and you are giving it its proper haq, its proper right as well. Min qablihim, here this is going to be ikhfa. So for ikhfa, we need a noon sakin, and then we need a letter that is not in any of the other rules. So for the other rules, we have idhar, iqlab, we have idgham, and then none of these rules have qaf in them. So here this is going to be ikhfa. Ikhfa means that we are going to hide the noon sakin within the makhraj of the next letter. So the next letter is qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter, so therefore the noon sakin is also going to be heavy. Min qablihim. And as we are saying this noon sakin, I am already prepping my tongue for the makhraj of the letter qaf. So qaf is going to be from the throat. So as I am saying noon sakin, I am going to be going down to qaf. So qaf is like right at the tip of the throat. So I can kind of feel that movement happening as I am saying this noon sakin letter. Min qablihim. Qaf, again, like we mentioned, is heavy. Ba is a letter of qalqala. So there is going to be a slight bounce here. This is the part of qutub jad. This meaning that when you have this letter with a sukun, you will give it a little bit of bounce. Qabalihim, give it some bounce so that we are not completely dropping this letter. Min qarnin, here again, this is going to be ikhfa, and the nun sakin here is going to be heavy as well because the letter after, which is qaf, is heavy. Ra in this case is also heavy because the letter before has fatha. Qarnin, qarnim makkannahum, this is going to be idgham. So we are going to merge this together and allow this to go up into the nose and give it some ghunna. Qarnim makkannahum. And noon here is going to have a shadda, meaning that it is also going to have ghunna. So allow this to go up into the nose and spend a little bit of time on this noon. Qarnim makkannahum. So you'll see that you are resting on noon and meem whenever they have a shadda. Makkannahum, this is a two-count mad. Meem here is going to have tawassut at the end of makkannahum. Fil ardi, ra here is going to be heavy. Bad in this case is heavy as well. Ma lam numakkil lahum, ma, this is two-count mad. Lam, meem has tawassut. Numakkil lakum, here this is going to be idgham. And this is going to be idgham without gunna, meaning that we are completely dropping this noon and we are going straight to the lam. Numakkil lakum. You don't hear that noon at all. Simply go ahead and move straight to that lam. Lakum, mim has tawassut, wa arsalna, ra is, in this case is going to be heavy. Wa arsalna samaa, this is going to be a four-count mad wajib. We see that there is the mad followed by hamza within that same word. This is a four-count mad wajib muttasil. So make sure that you are pulling this for four counts. Wa arsalna samaa alayhim. Here we have a mad followed by the letter hamza, followed by the letter ayn. All of these are going to come from different makharij. The alif mad comes from the jawf. Hamza comes from the lower throat. Ayn comes from the middle throat. So we are going to make sure that we are making that switch. We are not going to be saying sama alayhim. Sama alayhim. Now these do not have different makharij. We are going to say sama alayhim. Sama alayhim. Okay, sama from jawf. Hamza is going to be from the lower throat, a very sharp sound. Alayhim, ayn is going to be from the middle throat, and it's going to have a little bit of that strangulation sound. Sama'a alayhim. So make sure that you are quickly making that switch so that these makharij do not become jumbled around. Midraran, here dal is going to have qalqala, it is part of qutub jad. Raran, ra in the first case is heavy, ra in the second case is also heavy. Midraran wa, this is going to be idgham. The next letter is waw, which is part of yanmu, which are the letters of idgham. Waja'alna al-anhara. And then here, lam is going to have tawassut, rest on this lam. Al-anhara, noon has tawassut, rest on this noon. And then lam in al-anhara as well also has tawassut, so rest on that. Ha is a two-count mad, ra is going to be heavy. Tajri, jim is going to have qalqala, ra in this case is going to be light. Min tahtihim, this is going to be ikhfa. Tahtihim, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Give it a little bit of humps, a little bit of air. Tahtihim, mim has tawassut, fa ahlaknahum. Ha again is going to have humps, but this ha is going to be from the chest. So this is the lower throat. Ha is from the middle throat. So tahtihim, from the middle throat. Fa ahlakna, from the lower throat. So you can hear that difference. Ha and ha. One is lower and one is higher up in the throat. Fa ahlaknahum. Kaf is going to have humps. Give it a little bit of air. Na is a two-count mad. Bidunu bihim. Nu, this is a two-count mad. Bihim, mim has tawassut. Wa ansha'na, hamza is going to have jahar, meaning that there is that abrupt sound that is going to come from the middle of the throat. So give it some of that jahar. Wa ansha'na, mim ba'dihim, this is going to be iqlab. There is a small meme on top, and the next letter is ba. Ba'dihim qarnan, qaf is heavy, ra in this case is heavy. Akharin, here ra in this case is going to be light. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي, this is going to be إِخْفَى. كِرْطَاسٍ, ra in this case is going to be heavy. The letter before has a كَسْرَة, and then the next letter is a ra with a sukun, and then the letter that is after the ra is a heavy letter. So if the letter after is heavy, then the ra in this case will be heavy as well. So we have letter with a kasra. Qaf has kasra, ra has sukun, but the letter after is heavy, which is tha, so therefore the ra is also going to be heavy. You can put a little h down underneath. Qirtasin, فلمسوه بأيديهم لقال قاف is going to be heavy لقال الذين كفروا right in this case is heavy this is also a four count mad it is مد جاء is منفصل because the مد and the حمزة are in two separate words إن هذا this is going to be إخفاء هذا ها is two count ذا is a four count مد again this is going to be مد جاء is منفصل إلا سحر ها is going to be from the middle of the throat راء is going to be heavy مبين and then we end here on a نون with توسط وقالوا قاف is heavy لولا أنزل this is going to be a four count مد this is جاء is منفصل أنزل عليه ملك كاف here is going to have همس ولو أنزلنا ملك لقضية قاف is going to be heavy ضاد is heavy الأمر الأمر لام is going to have توسط ميم is going to have توسط را in this case is heavy الأمر ثم لا ينظرون and then ضاد here in this case is heavy را is also heavy ولو جعلناه نون is going to be a two count مد ولو جعلناه ملك لجعلناه again لام has توسط here نا is a two count مد رجلا را is heavy ولا لبسنا two count مد عليهم ما يلبسون and then we end here on a four count مد this is going to be مد عارض للسكون ولقد استهزئ ها is going to be from the lower throat it is going to come from the chest give it some همس ولقد استهزئ همزة is going to be from the lower throat برسول را in this case is going to be heavy من قبلك قاف is heavy با is going to have قلقلة has a little bit of that bounce it is part of كتب جد فحاق ha is going to be from the middle of the throat qaf is going to be heavy billadhina sakhiru kha is going to be heavy ra in this case is heavy minhum ma kanu bihi yastahzi'un ma to count ka to count nu to count bihi to count all of these are to count mad ma kanu bihi and then here is going to be mad sila sughra so we see that there is the ha dhamir and then we see that there is that small ya as well after the ha so this is a good indication this is ha dhamir so this is going to be a two count mad sila sughra yastahzi'un again this ha is going to have hams coming closer from the chest and then hamza here is going to have that sharp sound from the lower throat and then we end here on a four count mad arid lissukun قل سيرو قاف is heavy لام has توسط سيرو را in this case is heavy في الأرض را is heavy ضاد is heavy ثم انظروا ضاء is heavy را is heavy كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين and then here قاف is going to be heavy المكذبين we end here on a four count مد عارض للسكون قل لمن قاف is going to be heavy لمن ما في السماوات لمن ما this is going to be إدغام في السماوات ما is two count و is a two count مد والأرض را is heavy ضاد is heavy قل الله here we are indicating on the name of Allah so this ha is going to have humps so again make sure that it is coming from closer to the chest and make sure that it is audible we don't want to miss this ha قل الله Now you make sure you hear that ha because sometimes when you put a sukun on this letter, you are not able to hear it properly. Okay, so make sure that it does have proper sukun. كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ Ra here is going to be heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then when we are stopping here, that marbuta is also going to be from the lower throat. رَحْمَة Now you can hear the difference between the two has. رَحْمَة Ha from the middle throat. And then the other hat from the lower throat. لا يجمع عنكم جيم is going to have قلقلة. إلى يوم القيامة قاف is going to be heavy. يا is a two count مد here. لا ريب في را here is heavy. لا ريب في again ها is going to be from the chest. Make sure that it does have proper humps. الذين خسروا را in this case is heavy and we end here on a four count مد. This is مد جائز منفصل. The همزة and the مد are in two separate words. أنفسهم this is going to be إخفاء أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون ميم is going to have توسط لا is a two count مد يؤمنون همزة here is going to have جهر so that sound is abruptly going to stop in the throat and then we end here on a four count مد عارض للسكون so inshallah that is our lesson for today ayah number 6 to ayah number 12 and inshallah we will stop here and in the next class we will continue from ayah number 13 inshallah jazakallahu khairan kathiran subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu